flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I don't give a shit. I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
Are you ill?
I mean, how do I go against that guy? I mean, that's it. That's all right there. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We need to pick a winner here. Tri-Day, best answer we get for what Hugh and I should do down in New Orleans. $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. If you just hopped in recently, the powers that be have put the kibosh on the bus trip.
Kibosh.
Yeah, we're taking a plane down to New Orleans. So, we're sad too. We wanted to do this as with the show and everyone, but we're going to be there. So
this is a joke, totally. Quite frankly.
That's why Rod's on the hot seat. I mean, we put him on the hot seat today. But we're going to be there Monday to Thursday doing our show. Wednesday night, we're going to find a place. We'll have a meetup. If you're going down, send us a message. We'll tell you about it on the air. We'll pick a place in New Orleans Wednesday night, and we'll go hang out a little bit if you're going to be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl week. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones on the revenge thing, why this game means more to you. And, of course, this is my last-ditch effort to become a Sirianni guy. Am I allowed? I don't know.
Everyone's... That's pretty dope.
Yeah, we're going to find out. He's got one more question for me, but we'll need your way in here. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Larry!
What's going on, man?
Joe.
Larry.
I've been pondering my head about this, and I think that you should be allowed to, you know, be an X-ray guy just for the Super Bowl. But then... You know, because that we all happy because they even made it. Mm-hmm. So just for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But then you gotta go back.
Hold on. But if we win and I'm really happy with Sirianni and he's a championship coach and he makes great calls, I want to stay a Sirianni guy then.
Okay, all right. But then you have to shave an eyebrow.
Shave an eyebrow.
One eyebrow.
I don't know about that.
What can I shave an eyebrow for? That's crazy.
I think if that's the case, I'll rent. I won't buy land on Sirianni Island. I'll just rent it for the Super Bowl.
You got to shave an eyebrow.
That's don't make this harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, but I appreciate your open mindedness on this, Larry. I do.
Yeah, I mean we're all happy. Quick, I wanted to say, you know, I'm predicting that we have a similar game how we did in the championship. You know, I'm thinking. We're coming out just with the mindset of, you know, like Jalen Hurts said, we're starving. You know, we're starving for this. And I think them boys are going to come to play. I think this they're going to see it as just another game. You know, no matter who the opponent is, and they're going to get, you know, be punching people in the mouth, and it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a 3-touchdown lead, and yeah, I think Saquon 3 touchdowns, Jalen Hurts 2, and Smitty and AJ you get a touchdown apiece. I think it's not going to be close.
Larry, I like your enthusiasm, but can you answer me a question? You've been watching football for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When was the last time you saw a 3-touchdown lead in the Super Bowl?
You haven't. But here's the thing. The Eagles have been making history.
I hear you, but I think these predictions would make me a little bit more comfortable if there's a little bit more realistic. When was the last time you saw one again? I forgot.
You haven't. But you haven't seen a team three-peat. So, you know, it's history.
But one is closer to happening than the other, though, dog. Like, for real. I mean, I'm not trying to put a damper on your enthusiasm, but, I mean, let's be realistic here. The season that the Kansas City Chiefs have had, you know, people have been trying to knock them off all year. And they're closer to getting a three-peat than we are to blowing them out by 3 touchdowns, if we're being honest.
No, we are, but – you know, it's just like you said, optimistic. I'm optimistic that, you know, I'm excited. I'm happy. You know, I do think it's going to be, because, you know, it's Saquon's birthday, so he's going to perform, and he's going to perform. So I think it's going to be a great game either way. But I think it's going to
definitely going to be a great game.
Well, that's for sure. Larry, I love the enthusiasm. Yeah, I mean, and listen, Hugh. Maybe Larry's spot on. Maybe they're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
I mean, I hear it, man.
Maybe Larry sees things before anyone else.
Dog, we do this every week. We do this every week. And this was last week was the closest week that we were to getting what we predicted right.
Mm-hmm.
The other week has been a
slog. We're on a heater now. We're on a heater. Now.
Okay. Larry. I like how you said it.
Larry,
a heater.
Yeah, Larry, what do you got for us? What should we do down in New Orleans?
So, Hugh, I'm a hillbilly, black hillbilly dude myself. You know, that whole Swamp People. I love the show. Watcher Troy is my favorite guy. You know, I want to go gator hunting myself.
Oh, meet us down there, Larry. We'll do it.
You know, but you know, if you're not up to it, you know, go rabbit hunting.
Rabbit hunting.
That's a little safer.
It's good.
But they got snakes.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt a rabbit. I mean, what a rabbit.
But you want to hurt a gator.
Well, gators are dangerous. Let's rid them. Let's get
out. See those teeth, man?
Yeah. I'll eat gator. I'll hunt gator. Larry, good phone call. We appreciate it. So rabbit hunting from... Yeah.
Now I'm going to go rabbit hunting. We're going to go get some iguanas. Let's go get some iguanas.
Why leave the iguanas alone? Those are pets. I'm not hunting pets.
I've seen that.
Well, why are they iguanas?
Because I just like saying iguanas. Because you know what, Kyle? The one thing that I do know, when I mispronounce words like that, it irritates somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get on that one person's nerves.
I'm the one that has to hear about it.
Iguanas. Let's call them iguanas.
We're not hunting iguanas. All right, leave the iguanas alone. All right, is it time for my final Sirianni question?
Yeah, this is the final question, Joe.
Before you say
it's the music, though.
I got to tell you, I'm a nervous mess here.
I
walked in here today feeling that I would walk out a Sirianni guy again, and now I feel like this is like a 50-50 thing here, so I don't...
It does feel 50-50.
It does. I don't know where it's going to go by the end. I know this is a heavily weighted answer, and I'm nervous. Go ahead.
So this is I think this to me is the most interesting one. Like, I'm not 100% sure what you might say here.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would tell you to pretend that you're getting hooked up to the lie detector test.
Okay.
And you don't want them to think you're being deceptive. So, like, this is... Be as truthful as you possibly can here.
Yep.
This might be a little bit conditional, I realize. So I will say under this condition that whatever happens in the Super Bowl happens, but there's no, like, Sirianni headline next week. Like, there's no real debate about what he did or didn't do.
Okay.
Sirianni's not really involved in the headlines of what happens
in
the game.
Yep.
I'm taking you to late August, early September, next season. Season's about to start. If you were to be known as a Nick Sirianni guy, would you feel comfortable being a Sirianni guy? Or would you worry that being a Sirianni guy would end up coming back to bite you?
This actually is easier for me than you might think.
Really?
I would be comfortable being a Sirianni guy.
Wow.
I mean, I was a Gabe Kapler guy at one point. If you're comfortable in Philadelphia being a Gabe Kapler guy, you're comfortable being a head a guy that, you know, for a coach that's been to two Super Bowls. And again, the way you framed it's important. He didn't cost him the Super Bowl.
Right, right. Yeah, because that matters,
yeah,
right? If Sirianni completely blows it next Sunday, then
I'm out forever. He does that.
I just want to know, like, how much you would waver in this. Like, would you – so you wouldn't think twice about it. You're like, I'm a Sirianni guy. I'm good with that.
Yeah. If you guys let me in, and again, he's not a huge part of a loss, right? If he's a huge part of a win, that's great. But you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking back to other coaches that are just there. That happens sometimes, right? Go back to the Seahawks-Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Did they dominate that day because of Pete Carroll? I don't know. I mean, he did a good job, obviously, with his defense. But it was more about the players that day, right, when they beat the Broncos. And the same side, is it John Fox's? I think he was the coach then. John Fox's fault that they lost 43-8? I don't know. Probably not. It just got dominated. Like, that. If it's just one of those games where the coach isn't a huge deal, yeah, I'm comfortable becoming one and staying one.
All right. I'm surprised. You're right. That was the one that I was most unsure of what your answer
would be. You were afraid I was entering the club to one day leave.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You thought I was just hopping in for the good time right now.
Fair weather friend.
Yeah.
I've worked with you for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes. But no, I want to be, I want to, the party is with the Sirianni guys. That's where the party is right now. And I'm all by myself over here.
All right.
I don't feel like I have an island. I'm on Howie Island, but that's become so. That used to be an exclusive club, and now it's popular.
Yeah, everyone loves it. I was also a Howie guy before it was cool. So
yeah, I mean that's
2020.
The OGs of that. All right, we'll get the final tally coming up here. Can I become once again a Sirianni guy? All right, let's go to Terry, who's down in New Orleans. The Terry might have a good suggestion. Hey Terry.
Hi. How are you?
Hey Terry.
Hey Terry.
How you doing? Hi Kyle. How's it? Hey Hugh. How you doing?
Hey
Terry. Stop, Terry. How's New Orleans?
New Orleans is excited. There are so many Eagles fans down here. So we are excited. We're ready for you. I'm beyond excited that the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl here. 2 years ago when they lost, I was like, they're waiting to win in New Orleans where I'm at. So here they come, and we're going to parade right out of the Superdome. We're going to second line out of the Superdome with that win.
That's right. We're going to get revenge on Kansas City, Terry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to, it's going to be a sea of green down here. I truly believe. I was in Philly yesterday, so I just flew back down last night. And the 2 weeks out or 10 days out, the plane was full. People who were staying for 10, 12 days. So,
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The Eagles are going to represent.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so Terry, now I'm guessing because you're down there, you probably have a good place for us to go.
Yeah, or good
something
spot
for us to
go.
Do.
Yeah,
what should we do down there?
So I think a couple of different things that you should do. I think you should definitely go to Little Dizzy's. I'm going to give you small businesses so that have an effect on small businesses. So there's a restaurant in the Treme. It's called Little Dizzy's, and you'll get really good New Orleans food there. If you're looking for a po' boy, which is equivalent to, it's somewhat equivalent to our hoagie in Philadelphia, but it's on French bread and it's predominantly seafood. You should go to Parkway Bakery. You can get a catfish po' boy. You can get an oyster po' boy. You can get a shrimp po' boy. You can get half and half. And then you can get your traditional roast beef and traditional to us po' boys. Now, with respect to beignets, Café du Monde, of course, is what people, tourists go to, but you should try Café Beignet. I think they have better beignets than Café du Monde.
I like their name, too. It's simple. Where do I want to go to get a beignet? Café Beignet. I can remember that one.
Exactly. And then if you just want to absorb some of the history, you should try and go to Congo Square, which is in Louis Armstrong Park. The gentleman earlier, he talked about Preservation Hall, but if you can't get in there because there's so many people going to be down here, you can walk down to Frenchman Street, which is on the edge of the French Quarter, the back end, and there's so many live music venues, small music venues along Frenchman Street that you can go to.
Well, that's great. Terry, you gave us a lot there. Terry, we appreciate the call and you being a part of the show and give you a take on the Revenge on Andy. She gave us like five spots, you.
Yeah,
you didn't
some
object
nice spots.
To any.
None of them. I mean, I'm okay with that. Beignets, I forgot exactly what they were. They're like wrap pastries or some, right?
It's the powdered sugar on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that I definitely could have. So, would you have the catfish po' boy?
I'd probably eat that. I like catfish. Catfish is okay.
Well, I think we found something Hugh will have. How about that? It usually takes 3 hours, three and a half hours in the show.
Yeah, catfish is all right.
Proud.
Okay. I like this to be about Hugh being a little more adventurous, though.
Like alligator hunting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, trying to po' boy, that's too easy for Hugh. We're letting him off the hook.
Can I alligator hunt from the shore?
No.
Because if we can, I will.
And he's shooting a bow and arrow.
You know what? Yeah. You gotta use a gun.
So this is, we have Hick Douglas. We throw that in the mix.
Hillbilly
Douglas.
Hillbilly Hugh.
The more we go through this, the more bracketology is going to be difficult. There's more than 64 Hughes. I mean, it's like
we got to pare them down to the best ones.
I've never met someone that there's so many variations of their own personality than we have Hugh here. Let's go to Black Gritty. Who's up? What's up, Black Gritty?
Well, yeah, one Aguala, what you got there, Hugh?
Laguanas. Go hunt some laguanas.
Laguanas, okay. Get them guanas, you know what I mean? But you had to talk about rabbits are pets too, Jillio, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is.
But well, I don't eat them either. I'm not eating pets.
You're not eating nothing. You string bean. So out there in Pittsburgh, they call Mike Mediocre Mike, and everybody's tired of him. They're mad that he wins just enough they can't have nothing. So everybody out there wants to get rid of him because he's too good for his own good. Nick Sirianni, I'm not a Nick Sirianni guy, all right? Now, what I'm going to do is put something on it. You can't just do this lip service, Joe Gilio. All you do is lip service, yappy yap. You know what I mean? If Nick
Talk
Sirianni
show
wins the Super Bowl, I can no longer say his name Nick Sirianni. I have to call him my coach for the rest of my life. I have to go outside the NovaCare Center and hold up a sign that says, I'm sorry, Nick. Okay, I don't know how long I got to hold it, but I got to physically bend the knee. I got to do three things. I got to physically bend the knee on video and apologize. I got to hold this sign, and I can never say this man's name again. You just out here on the radio talking about, the Phillies are the best team I've ever seen in the history of the game. And then next week you're out here crying boo-boo. No, brother. I don't know if you got to shave an eyebrow. That sounds ridiculous. But you got to put something on the line, dog. You can't just be out here yippity-yap-yapping. You know what I mean?
All right. So hold on. I think this is fair. I'll join you outside the NovaCare, hold up a sign saying, I'm sorry, Nick. I'll do something like that. But I can't do the he's my coach forever. I might want him fired again in a year. Doug Peterson got fired.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not going to say he's my coach. I'm just going to call him my coach. He is my coach.
Okay.
You want a Super Bowl? He's my coach. So I'm just saying, you want to hold a sign with your boy?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm with you.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, that's something on the line for you. Something on the line for you. And you can't backtrack it either, you know what I mean? Because that's what you be out here doing, flip-flopping. I'm really upset about Eastbound or Down. I tried to get a hold of Rod. Chicky and Peeps are so bumping. He had security around him. He knew I was coming. He knew I was coming to let him know about it, you know what I mean? And he played it safe, kept the security, kept away. And I couldn't get to him. And now we can't Eastbound or Down. And I'm really upset about it, guys, because you got all the good soundtracks. He plays good music every morning. And I just want to go hang out.
Why are you being so silly, man?
I just want to hang out with you guys. Can you know why? We're going to the Super Bowl. I talked to y'all. Have a great weekend.
Good
Bye.
Stuff, Black Gritty. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it. The Rod's on the hot seat. I mean, it's not a great omen heading into Super Bowl week. But here's the bottom line. We're going to be there. We'll do some great shows. We'll have a lot of fun next week. when we'll come back and the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And that's it. But Rod, we're going to have to come back. I think we have to come back to this thing about Rod after the, like, when the dust settles, there may have to be some sort of consequence or penance or something.
Lock in.
Yeah. And that's what I asked out of Sirianni. That's why I don't want him to cry in the Super Bowl. But all right, that's fine. So where are we? Do we have a resolution here?
I sent Hugh the final results.
Did, and I have the final results. Okay. The ruling is in, Joe. And Joe Giglio, you are a Sirianni guy.
Yes! I'm back.
But barely.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. you don't know what the tally was? You don't care.
Well,
huh?
A wise man once told me C is 4 degrees.
That's
Mr.
right.
Douglas. What did I get? What was the final tally?
It was six to five.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I sweated that one out.
It was by a hair. I mean, the last one really, it was so. You were at 5-4 in terms of anti.
That last question.
The last one was weighted heavily. It was worth two.
I always knew backing Gabe Kapler would get me somewhere. I didn't know where, but it brought me to that question, and I realized if I could back Gabe. Even though everyone hated him, I could back Sirianni.
Congratulations, Joe. I'm very happy.
Do we have like a Sirianni club meeting? How does this work? Is this what are we doing? Do we have a party?
No.
He's saying they have a meeting. What do y'all do? Meet, get together and y'all.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Like, we just defend him till our dying breath.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, that's fine. As long as he doesn't screw up. And again, no crying.
You might be due for another 16 hours on the radio.
I'm opting out of that one. All right, let's grab Bob, who's up on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
What's up?
Hey. Joe, you know, I'm glad you made it in because I was with you all the way. I mean, after last year and then the start this year, I was like, oh, my God, if we get 9 wins, we could be lucky.
That's what I said, too. See, Bob, great minds think alike. And then they get 14 and they're in the Super Bowl.
And I'm on the bus, man. I mean, I think we're going to do it. I think it's going to be just like 17. We lost to the Patriots one time. Second time, they weren't getting by. We lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy and Mahomes 2 years ago. They barely beat us because of our own mistakes. We're not doing that this year. We're disciplined. We got a top defense, and we got Saquon Barkley. So we ain't losing this one.
Yeah, we're better than we were 2 years ago. The Eagles are a better team than they were 2 years ago all around, especially when you add in Saquon. Their defense, although it was very good that year, I trust this defense more against a good quarterback than I did that defense. Yep.
Yeah, we got a better coach.
Well, that's for sure with the element of Fangio here, which is a huge that. And we'll talk a lot about that next week. Bob, appreciate your phone call. Appreciate that. Fangio, the coaching in this Super Bowl is so great. Like the matchups, Fangio against Andy.
Yeah, it's going to be
Sirianni.
Fun.
And Sirianni.
He's the little stutter.
Part of it. Yeah, Joe, hold on. I'm trying to get used to being a Sirianni guy.
Joe, you just got in. You can't do that. You got to be all in, dog.
Just hold on. What? I was talking about the play callers versus play callers. He doesn't do that.
But Joe, the pregnant pause don't help your cause. Though.
I'm
like,
in.
The
stutter, took you one
stutter,
minute, dude.
I got through security. Let me be. Okay.
He was like, he couldn't. It wasn't even what 5 minutes.
I think I caught him off guard with that. That's why.
Because he forgot he was in the club. He's about to say something. I don't know, dog. They're going to be looking at you sideways.
I got through security. Let me be, okay? All right, before we go, we have a $150 gift card to give away to Wild Fork Foods, which, by the way, you can get burgers and wings and also alligator on their website, which I'm going to order for you. All right, who are we choosing here? We got a lot of great ones. I mean, Damon talked about the Crawdads. Silvio said the Hurricane drinks. We had some people giving us drinks, bars we could go to, lounges. I mean, we did have, I believe it was Scott that said, you know, gator hunting.
That's the one I really want.
See,
I knew
this was going to happen. Yeah. Gator hunt. I was going to vote for the Hurricanes myself.
I'm sure you were.
Silvio?
Yeah, the gator hunting.
All right, so I... Tough one, because I did gator hunting was our favorite answer.
Okay, I tell you this.
But you're not going to actually do it. We all
know. We can go look and see. I'll sit there and I'll go through the orientation.
We got to look into it.
I'll look into it. Oh, that's good enough.
All right. I'll look into it.
Scott, you win gator hunting.
That was pretty good.
Hugh's going to look into it. if I could guess how that's going to go, he's going to look into it and run the other way.
We will workshop it.
Okay.
The details behind the Diddy indictment.
Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.